sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. Ah! And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. If you've missed the OJs like I have, wow, it's amazing how much you miss that one little piece of bumper music.
I'll sing it for you.
No, I'm good with that.
Well, okay. You don't miss it that much, then.
I'm okay. So I'm getting messages here. I guess, I don't know, Blake may have tried to call or something. Blake, if you're out there listening and you tried to call and couldn't get through, call back. I got a message from you, and I'm not going to take an opportunity to read it right now, but... I was explaining to Karen while we were on the break, and Congressman Rutherford was working his way out of the room. You know, we're blessed with the opportunity, you through the Republican Executive Committee and mm-hmm. and to me through this radio show, we're blessed with the opportunity to interact with these folks and I take it for granted sometimes that I pick up the phone and I call Congressman Rutherford and say, hey, you want to do the show tomorrow night? And he says yes.
Right.
A lot of it has to do with the fact that we don't ambush people.
Exactly.
You know, or at least I don't ambush people. There are other shows that do, and I'm proud of that. I can get my pointed questions across mm-hmm. without making somebody feel like they're backed up against a wall and I'm trying to sink their career. Because after all, it is their career now. They may have had a career previously, but now they're an elected official, and now they're moved into a new career.
Right.
Whether that career lasts 4 years or 8 years really is up to the folks in the ballot box. I am very proud of the fact that you can pick up the phone and call Congressman Rutherford and get him to come in.
Yeah.
Just an amazing guy. But I've watched him go from times when he was doing budget talks with the sheriff and through the city council and I've watched him go where I could see this spark of, yeah, we're gonna mm-hmm. get these new officers for the street. We're gonna get this equipment that we need. We're gonna knock crime down here, and he always got it, and he always did a great job with it. And then now, as a congressman, like I ask him, are you disappointed or are you excited? Or and he realizes it's a tough row to hoe.
Yeah.
Washington
constantly
is
constantly tough.
Well,
it is.
There are folks. He's a relatively newcomer to – he is a newcomer.
He is a newcomer,
a rookie,
yeah.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Starting his second term on January 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
But there are folks up there that have been in Congress 25, 30, 35, 34 years.
Yeah.
And they're just stuck there.
Yeah.
They're ingrained in it, and they wouldn't know what to do if they weren't there. I'm interested to see what Paul Ryan does. He says he's going to go back to private life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's a lawyer, so he'll probably go back to some type of a private firm and practice there. I was surprised the other day. I saw a television commercial.
Or
a lobbyist, yeah. I think there is a rule, though, now that was recently passed to where they cannot become a lobbyist within a year or 2 years.
I'm not quite sure what the time frame is for the lobbying directly, but you can. You know, be the attorney for a firm or an organization that lobbies.
Can we log and stamp the tape for what I'm about to say? And Karen, I want you to take notes. And Ray, you don't forget anything. So here's what I'm about to say. I believe that Brian Hughes, the mayor's chief of staff,
mm-hmm.
probably very soon here shortly mm-hmm. will probably step down.
Okay.
And do you know why?
I do not know why you are making this.
I'm making this assumption that he will step down, not because he's doing anything bad or somebody's going to catch him doing something. I think he will step down and run the mayor's reelection campaign. I just don't think, because right now, being chief of staff, he's prohibited from doing that.
Correct.
And I think he will step down. I believe this to be the next chain of events. He will step down, take over running the mayor's campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get the mayor reelected. If the mayor gets reelected, then he will leave as being the campaign and go back to being chief of staff.
It's possible.
I mean, and that would make it perfectly legal to do that.
He's got two different positions with the city. He's also the
He's the interim DIA director, yeah. But they're in search of a new one. There is no time frame.
Right. And that I mean, if he does what you think, then they would have to be done pretty quick.
Right. Well, this all goes in line with my thinking that Mayor Curry is seeking re-election, mm-hmm. and then upon completion of this election, he will then sit out another 3.5 years, of which two and a half of that would be truly sitting out. The last year would be campaigning, and he would campaign for the office of governor of the state of Florida after
Possible.
He finishes his second term.
Possible. I don't have a clue what Lenny Curry's long-term plans are.
I'm thinking that he's probably had aspirations for higher state office than what he lets on.
I would imagine he has aspirations for some kind of higher office, which would what it is, I'm not sure.
But if I am right about that and it actually happens, then
you don't go through the whole remake makeover without having some kind of
right. And so my thought is that if I'm correct about that and Brian does step down and then begin to run,
do you think
the re-election
he can't
campaign,
run his re-election without the hammer there in the campaign? Because that's what Brian is, the hammer.
Right. I just don't think that anybody in Brian's mind is going to be able to run the campaign as well as
well,
he could.
You know, the consultant is on board, obviously, whether right. Brian's there or not.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't know if they brought in a couple of new hammers to kind of take his place. I honestly don't know.
I don't know,
I haven't
who
paid that much
the consultant is. I've seen just recently that... What is it, Jack's on the Rise or Rise Up Jacksonville or something that's running the new Jeopardy commercial?
Yeah, that's that pack.
And does it strike you funny that a non-announced candidate is already being picked on in the media by a television commercial?
That is definitely what you call a preemptive strike.
And that's an indication that somebody's scared.
It's an indication that somebody has deemed it appropriate to take action now. Yeah.
Right. So we're gonna see this coming back and forth, this kind of shots across the bow through March.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised to see it so early myself, but yeah.
Well, I don't, except for the fact that there are two other groups in town, and I was really shocked and disappointed by some of the comments that were made in support of this preemptive strike. Very disappointed by the group that came on board with it right off the bat, and
were you surprised?
I was, and as soon as he gets back from his hunting camp vacation, I'm going to talk to him about it because right now he's out of town. Yeah,
okay, I gotcha. I was going the wrong place. Okay.
Okay, so I'm not surprised about the preemptive strike because I think someone is scared about it, but we're going to get some more insight into this on January the 12th.
Well, and it's interesting to me. You can see. There are certain candidates for city council who have jumped on that bandwagon big time, too. And so it's kind of interesting to see who's already part of that team
right.
effort.
Well, because anyone that's running for city council with the R behind their name mm-hmm. is going to feel obligated to jump on the incumbent bandwagon.
Well, no, not necessarily. You know, certainly they're going to be, you know, with the R's, if you will, but some are very actively part of that team.
Wow. All right. Well, I want to look forward to the 11th, Friday the 11th at noon, when candidate qualification closes.
Yes.
And we've got some big surprises coming. I think the name Alvin Brown is going to appear on the ballot. I think there's some exploratory groups already taking place to get him back into a city council seat.
Yeah.
And I think
that, Interesting move.
Yeah, but you know what? One that's needed because the candidate that's out front in that particular seat is Ron Salem. And
yes,
at this point
true.
In time, I'm thinking name recognition is going to take that seat regardless of the account balance in your campaign coffer.
You know, when you look at the demographics of that district now, it has changed dramatically in the last 4 years as well.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars face the Houston Texans. Broadcast starts 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Hey, this is Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate, and I have some fantastic news. Effective January 2019, we are moving to prime time. That's right, we will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. I will be ready for your commute home. So you want to tune in, because we will still bring you the latest trends in Jacksonville and keep you updated on what's happening around the area. Each week, we'll have different professionals, whether it be a lawyer, a lender, or anyone in between. Rapid Fire Real Estate, live every Wednesday at 5 p.m.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Hey, hey, hey!
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plain. Let's go to the phone lines and pick up Tow Truck Mike. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing good.
How's the wife?
Wife's much better.
Excellent.
She's cooking food again, and I like it.
Here we go.
Just the idea maybe that your wife is healthy and happy and everything is looking up for you, and that, you know, you're fixing in on whether or not she made chicken and dumplings last night.
Well, chicken and dumplings in her hands are outstanding.
Okay. I'm not going to win this one.
No, you're not. You've never had, one of these days you're going to get to eat my honey's food, and
okay,
then you'll understand.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll give you a chance for that. How's the now you're working New Year's Eve, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Mm. Worst day of the year to have to be out there. I'm hoping that the news is that everyone parties responsibly. Everyone, you know, there's so many opportunities. You got Tow to Go.
Yep.
The Farrah boys have got something, Call Us Tow, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So many opportunities to not have to drink and drive.
Right.
And
there's no excuse.
No.
There's no excuse to drive drunk. None. None at all. I mean, I love this world. I love the people around me. But if you take it upon your hands to go out there and kill somebody, it's nobody else's fault but yours. So don't cry to me.
And I'm not.
I mean, that's it.
I'm not singing in the choir by any stroke of the imagination. Going back to my days when I was in college, you know, there were times when I would leave Cocoa Beach, the grand, what was it, the Holiday Inn? I don't remember. The Banyan Tree Lounge. I DJed at the Banyan Tree Lounge. And after we got through, they would let you have shift drinks, and we'd have one shift drink and would turn into 18 shift drinks. But, you know, I would drive home 18 miles back to Melbourne each night. And I can remember quite specifically a night where I pulled over in a place called Rockledge, Florida, took my keys. I was driving a Trans Am, took my keys out of the ignition, threw them in the back seat, and fell asleep on the side of the road, only to a couple of hours later hear a knock on the glass. And it was a Coco police officer asking me what I was doing. And I told him, I said, I'm just sleeping. And he said, well, have you been drinking? And I shuddered to say no, and I didn't. I said, I just got off work, and I had a couple of shift drinks, and I thought, you know, between being tired and having a couple of drinks, it was best for me to sleep. And he said, okay, I get off at 6, just be gone by then. And I don't know what woke my body up at 5:11, but at 5:11, I dug through the back seat, grabbed my keys, and made it the rest of the way home. So I'm not singing in the choir when I profess that drinking and driving is not, and I haven't done it in decades and wouldn't do it now if my life depended on it.
Bill, I had to unstick my Toyota Corolla from a guardrail in a corner on a 4th of July one night. And
you beat me. You got it. You win.
I went right by the house.
So you bypassed your house in order to hit this guardrail.
I didn't like it.
Wow. Well, I'm hoping that you don't. Hoping that you do not have any customers this particular weekend. I know you're probably going to have some, but I'm hoping that you don't. I'm hoping all your customers are willing to let you hook up their car and take them home.
Mm-hmm. I'll take care of them. But can I make a comment about a young hero I know?
Sure.
Okay. I have a middle grandson that is a first lieutenant with the 101st Airborne Division. He is an artillery officer. Right now, he is on his way to Iraq.
Wow.
My number three grandson is right now here, but he's fixing to go back to duty at Fort Stewart. He's already an Afghanistan veteran. These boys are conservative. These boys are straight to the point. And I like to think that they're a chip off the old block. But they say one thing. We back our president. They need to shut the border down. This is what we're fighting for.
Yep, I agree. Perfect. Thank you so much for your call tonight, Mike. Take care, buddy.
God bless your grandchildren.
If you got any problems out there, you got my private number. You know how to call me. Make sure you're safe this weekend. Take care, buddy.
I'm glad you're my friend, sir.
See you, man.
Have a great day.
Thanks. The feeling is mutual. Great guy. He's been calling me since we started this program. You know, I had a conversation with someone the other day who was just absolute. I don't want to call him stupid because that just belittles the word stupid. They were ignorant. Absolutely ignorant. They were talking about his son. He's my age. His son has aspirations to join the military. His youngest son. Mm-hmm. His oldest sons have both gone into computers, but the youngest son wants to be a Marine. And he said, man, he said, I just need to figure out a way to talk him out of it. He's better than this. And I looked at him and I said, do you want to say that again? You want to talk him out of going into the Marine Corps, being taught a valuable skill that when he comes home, he can roll that over into a job that probably pays more than yours because he's just gotten through using the most state-of-the-art equipment available. Sure, he might be a ground pounder, but at the same time, he's learning how to use sat-link delays or sat-link arrays. You're learning how to use the most modern targeting data and targeting computers. I mean, it's not. He was convinced, and I won't mention his name, but he lives in my neighborhood. He was absolutely convinced that the only reason somebody joins the military is because they can't do anything else.
Oh my God!
And that may have been true.
It might have been
true
way back
in the '50s and '60s.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
But today, the military is very selective about
it
who
is.
They take to begin with.
It is indeed.
In fact, most require that you at least have a 2-year degree or be in the process of obtaining one before you even show up at the MEPS to sign up.
That's amazing.
So being in the military is not a it's not a fallback position.
Yeah.
No. It's an honorable profession.
Absolutely.
For someone that is patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find too many people just trudging off the street going, yeah, I lost my job at McDonald's, and my mom and dad kicked me out, so I think I'm going to go down to the MEPS and sign up and join the Navy. Yeah, it's not the way it is.
No.
So I was very taken back from it, and I had to walk away. I'm learning how to do that more, Karen.
That's good.
You know, you and I had a discussion yesterday. Actually, we had a screaming match on the phone yesterday, which I was doing most of the screaming.
I didn't think you were screaming. I've heard you scream, and you weren't screaming.
All right. Well, I look now on my holidays, and 48 hours from now, another holiday is going to be passing by, and I guarantee you that within 2 weeks, I'm going to be sitting somewhere thinking, gosh, I wish Christmas was here. Or how long is it going to be till Christmas? Because we look for it every single year, and then we allow it to fly by without doing anything. So my New Year's resolution coming up this year is to say no more often.
Yes, you had told me that, and I think that's an admirable thing. I think it's a lesson that's very difficult for people to learn, but when you do, your life is easier.
And the way I've always looked at it is, and I had a discussion with a young man. He and his family may be even listening to the show now, but he's got a wife and two kids, great kids. And I watch him do me. I watch him commit to helping this buddy out or helping that buddy out or bringing his truck by to help me, you know. And then I look at the amount of hours that he has in the day, and then, of course, his wife needs something, and then the kids need to get picked up. And when you get all down to it, he's running around here, there, and everywhere else trying to keep his promises to everyone. And at some point in time, you just got to say, I can't do it.
Yes. Yes. There is a limit. There is a limit. And you have to recognize that, and you have to figure out that you're not Superman.
And yesterday, he was going to come by and do something for me. And he sent me a text about an hour into it. And he says, buddy, I just can't make it. He said, dog threw up in my truck. Now I got to go clean my truck out. Well, he was taking his dog to the vet, and then he was going to come by and do something for me. And he said, I got to get this cleaned up out of my truck. Otherwise, it's going to sit in the heat and my truck will never be the same again.
Not good.
That didn't make me say, oh, well, you know, the guy let me down, so he's no longer my friend.
Exactly.
Boom. Unfriended from Facebook, unfollowed from Instagram, you know, no Twitter feed. No.
You just say, hey,
just
buddy.
Say, hey, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
And you it's move cool. on. Well, there are a lot of people like me who get asked to do things, and I want to say, yeah, I'll do this, or yeah, I can be there, or yeah, I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look back on it, you say, I got everything accomplished that I promised I was going to do today.
Right.
And then you think, how much did you do for yourself?
Right.
And you realize that you went through the entire day running from one fire, putting out one fire after another, and none of those were your fires.
Exactly. Exactly. It's kind of like being chairman of the Republican
Kind of like
Party.
Being chairman. In fact, you're on fire right now because you've taken on a different attitude since the election.
Well,
and
it's easy.
You can step back now and feel free to talk openly.
Right. Being chairman definitely puts a limit on what you can do and what you can say.
Do you?
Absolutely.
How do you look going forward to the existence of the Republican Executive Committee? Is it going to morph into something that was we had under Rick Hartley and Robin Lum, a more entrenched establishment party?
No, Rick Hartley was not establishment. Rick Hartley was just like me. He was totally non-establishment. I don't know where you're getting that part, but it is indeed going to be morphing right back into establishment. That's the whole point. That was the whole point. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm concerned.
It's very, very difficult when you've got an establishment that's been controlling something, an organization, for 20 or 30 years. It's very, very, very difficult to turn that around, and it takes time. It takes time. 2 years is not enough time to get it totally turned around. It's just not. So, yeah, it's the whole point was they wanted their power back. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to expand on that when we get back. Get prepared for it. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we are going to step away for just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to reach us on Facebook, you can, except for the guy who had the dog throw up in his truck because I've unfriended him on Facebook. No, he's actually listening, and he sent me a text message saying, I'm listening now. I hope you get that. He's actually taking some time tonight to work on something for himself, and I think that's wonderful.
That's nice.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The government of El Salvador is pushing back against President Trump's assertion that it doesn't do enough to stem migration in the United States. The Central American nation says it's made strides in economic and social improvements to try to tamp down the root causes of the phenomenon. President Trump is nesting at the White House this weekend after canceling vacation to his private Florida club during the tense government shutdown. Mr. Trump fired Twitter barbs at Democrats this morning as talks to end the week-long partial shutdown remain at a stalemate with no signs of any substantive negotiations between blame-trading parties. Meanwhile, the Senate's not expected to be back in session until January the 2nd. Egyptian security forces killed 40 militants in raids on their hideouts in the Sinai Peninsula and Greater Cairo area hours after a roadside bomb targeted a tourist bus in the capital. This is SRN News.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 5th at 6 p.m., it's the Hall of Heroes Mini Comic-Con at Mosh at the Museum of Science and History. And Sunday, January 6th at 10 a.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers and Art Market at the Town Hall Park on Park Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Right now, 7:34, police are assisting the wreck between the Buckman Bridge and US 17. That crash once again, that's on the West Beltway, 295 northbound between the Buckman and US 17. I-10, expect a heavy flow to and from the West Beltway past Maxville-McClenney Road out to I-75. Mostly cloudy tonight and right through the weekend. The overnight low is 63. Right now it's 67 at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Thank you for putting up with all of our technical stuff today. I believe that the magic fingers on the slides over in Master Control has whopped all the issues, and we're fine. We're good to go, right, except for the OJ stuff.
Yeah, everything's good.
Everything's good.
When you were looking at me and saying the thing about the fingers, I didn't know what you were talking about there. I was thinking,
you know, sliding the slides, pushing all the buttons, making me sound
magic
good.
Magic magic finger.
You know, you provide a valuable service, and I appreciate your work, and I appreciate your friendship, and the fact that from time to time we go eat at the trough together.
Yep. Hey, ditto, man. Seriously. Yeah,
so that the you know, I'm looking forward to this new year rolling in and continuing on for another 50 weeks behind this desk every Saturday night. But
50 weeks.
50 weeks. But beginning January the 7th, 5 to 6 p.m., you will sometimes hear my voice every weekday. So Monday is an open day right now. Tuesday and Wednesday, we're doing kind of an Ask the Expert show in that 5 to 6 afternoon drive. But for the days that they do not have a special guest booked, people will be listening to the sound of my voice doing kind of I'm Speaking Plainly weekdays.
There you go.
And if you like what you hear, of course, call into the station tell everybody that you like what you hear. We have Dan, the insurance man, I believe, is on Tuesday. And Mrs. Hires, I think, is on Wednesday. Anita Hires, I think, is her name.
I think so.
Is a real estate person. She's going to be in on Wednesday. So I'll be here moderating that. And we'll see how it goes.
Lovely.
But 5 days a week, starting January 7th, from 5 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. And the very first day is going to be a Monday, which is not a booked day. So we're going to do a I'm Speaking Plainly day at that point in time.
Ta-da!
And then January the 12th. You're not going to be here. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks from tonight.
Oh, this is the big night.
This is the big night. Don't talk about it. Don't let the cat out of the bag.
I'm not saying a word.
Tom, it's
big
the big night.
Night.
Big night.
Big night.
Every talk radio show host in town is trying to get this guest. Everyone. And I've got them.
An exclusive.
I've got them exclusive.
So it's the first more than one person then.
No, it's just one person. One person.
Oh, okay. When you said them, I thought you meant okay.
Trying to get them because I didn't want to associate a gender with it.
I'm gender
neutral now.
Oh man.
I'm gender neutral.
We won't go there.
Yeah. I identify with whatever gender happens to be the opposite of the person buying the food that night. So,
yeah, there you go.
Anyway, but January the 12th, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you need to be listening that night. We want you to listen every night, every Saturday night. I want the listeners to do this. Set your clock on your phone that you're going to listen to WBOB from 5 to 6 every day of the week, and then on Saturday night from 6 to 9. And then I want you to put asterisk, asterisk, star, star, exclamation point, smiley face on January the 12th. Because this is the guest that everybody wants to have on air.
Exactly.
And I've got him.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And then, of course, I'm taking some steps now for February. I've made contact. I've got an inroad. They have to check me out first to find out whether or not I'm a nut job and I'm going to say things on air. So I had to kind of send them an air check of some of the things that we do. I used Richard Karn's interview from years ago when I had the guy from Home Improvement on, and he stayed the whole 3 hours. I've sent it to Carol Burnett's people because she's going to be in town.
Really?
Yes. She's doing an event here in town, and she's going to be doing a one-night show kind of get people motivated into some of the stuff that she's doing now and talking about the old days. And it's kind of a one person on stage event. And I contacted her people. And right now they're really open about having her do some radio promos and some radio stuff leading up to this event. So maybe a call in, maybe an in studio. Not sure. Depends on how many days ahead of time that she shows up. It's a one night only show. So if it's going to be a Wednesday or Thursday show, then to have her come in on a Saturday night would be difficult.
Right,
but to have her
right.
call in is a good thing. So maybe we'll get a chance to have Carol Burnett on.
That
somebody
would be totally
somebody that
cool.
you and I both grew up watching
yeah,
on.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was it? Was it Saturday night?
Or Sunday night? God, I don't know.
Sunday night was Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
See, I don't remember the lineup.
The
I was a kid.
Wonderful
and
World
I just,
of Disney.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't watch The Wonderful World?
I did, but I don't remember what night it was on. Oh. I mean, I don't have a clue.
Well, they were on kind of early so that the kids could get to bed because school was the next day.
Yeah.
So anyway, I digress away from politics. See, I get kind of happy and enjoyable about talking about things other than politics.
Mm-hmm. And ending, it is nice to talk about something else.
It is. And it would be nice to talk about something that we were going to do differently, politically speaking, coming in to this new year.
Mm.
But we talked earlier about some of the bashing that's going on of people that aren't even candidates now,
yeah.
announced candidates
yeah.
now for political office,
yeah.
Being fired up by PACs. And I got a text message while Congressman Rutherford was here talking about the influence of PACs.
Mm-hmm.
And the text basically says, Bill, the influence of PACs nowadays has promoted what we call trash politics, where it's better to tell somebody about what your opponent that has done that's bad than what you can do that's good. I said this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I took the opportunity to call into Ed Dean's show. Ed and I have kind of a thing where he doesn't call my show, I don't call his show.
Okay.
And that kind of works out.
Kind of works for both of us.
Kind of works out for both of us. Not uh-huh. not that we dislike each other, it's just it doesn't promote, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
But he was out yesterday. He had a couple of guys filling in.
Mm-hmm.
And they were struggling to have people call in. And so I figured, okay, they're struggling to have people call in. They're basically begging, you know, we need your calls. We want your calls. A flashback to the Andy Johnson days. So I called in and I voiced that opinion that a candidate for political office is chosen long before the first vote is ever taken.
Oh, for sure. Or chosen and promoted,
right?
To be, yeah. I think PACs. I agree to an extent about PACs allowing more opposition research kinds of attacks. They've always been there with PACs or no PACs. It's always been the case. I mean, it's always been part of politics, but it allows you to spend a whole lot more money putting it out there. Because the PACs are independent of the candidate or the campaign, and so they can run with things.
Right.
But the PACs have also, the PACs were a way for people with a lot of money or people with a particular interest, a particular purpose, a goal, a political goal, to amass huge amounts of money and bypass the parties.
So let me we thought we found a workaround in the last political cycle with the deluge of political mail
mm-hmm.
that was coming to the post office, the glossy flyers, the
right.
cards. And
right.
and so I mentioned it to my mail carrier, who has been on my route for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great guy. And I said, how many people have put out bags?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, there's a lot of people that put out bags, but we don't get to use them. And I said, what do you mean? He said, some PACs got together after the presidential campaign and wrote a scathing letter and threatened a lawsuit to the Postmaster General of the United States Postal Service because postmen were coming to a box and there's a bag there that says, please put all political mail in this bag.
Right.
And they were reprimanded for it.
Really? I didn't even know that.
All mail delivered to your home has to go into a box.
Into your mailbox.
And
oh, that
then
actually
you,
is federal law. Yeah.
Right. If you want to put it in a bag and throw it away, then that's up to you. So for those of us who put these bags out by the post office or by the mailbox for our postal carrier,
you're wasting your time.
You're wasting your time because they're never going to be able to put anything in it for
you. Well, that makes sense. I mean, truly, by law, by federal law, they've always supposed to put things in the mailbox. So.
Holly Lowe chimed in that Wes White was defeated
mm-hmm.
by the attacks of a PAC.
PACs,
when he ran for state attorney.
For the last 10, 12 years, PACs have been the reason that almost all the big candidates have come or gone.
So eventually, these candidates, regardless of how good they are having to sell their soul to a pact in order to get
promoted.
Well,
not necessarily sell their soul, but...
Well, some of them don't have souls to begin with. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we're going to step away for just a minute. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Holiday season is busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out the new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military first responders and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, Jacksonville Jaguars face the Houston Texans. Broadcast starts 12:45 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
Holiday season is busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out the new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military first responders and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back. I'm chuckling because I'm reading the prompter over here, and the prompter had... That's a nice call, Lori. That's a nice call. I talked about the special guest that everybody wants to. Yeah, she says, "Can't wait for your interview with Jesus." So, no, not that kind of celebrity.
I can say, yeah, definitely no. Mm-mm.
What kind of questions would you ask if you got an opportunity to interview him, though? How long am I going to live? Is there life after this?
Maybe that.
Is there life after this?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better we don't know.
Is it? I think that's exactly.
You know, there is a new television show coming out starting in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
That it's about a company that can tell you when you're going to die.
Oh.
And so the question is, would you want to know?
Yeah. No.
Now you know we've got gene splicing and gene matching and now gene mapping.
Right.
There are folks that they can go and based on what gene receptors are turned on and off can mm-hmm. tell whether or not you're going to have a propensity to have cancer of various types.
Right.
Would you want to know?
No.
Would you want to know how long you were going to live?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you that absolutely. It's just like, it's the same thing as, you know, used to be when you were pregnant, you found out when you gave birth if it was a boy or a girl.
Right.
You know, and you still have people who still do not want to know ahead of time. You know, I'm one of those.
You know, there's the newest trend now is gender reveals.
Yes, exactly.
And I actually got a call about someone that wanted to do a gender reveal by chartering the helicopter and then dumping little pink or little blue balls out the door and letting them rain down in the rotor wash onto a grass field. And
Were they paying customers?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay.
Yeah.
They're going to pay.
Well, no, let me put it this way. They wanted to be paying customers until they found out how much they were going to have to pay. And then that didn't go over.
Okay.
So, I guess they did a gender reveal by just, you know, maybe changing the light bulb on the front porch from either blue to pink.
There's all kinds of things. You cut into the cake and the cake is either pink or blue inside. And yeah,
we've become a society that is so self-absorbed.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, I hate to put it this way, but I was going to do this as part of a segment, but there's this new techno hooking is what they're calling it, basically.
Techno hooking?
Techno hooking. Wow. It's not in your traditional sense of a streetwalker, you know, in Las Vegas.
Oh, good.
Girl working the street.
Good.
But there are hundreds, if not thousands, maybe a few thousand, of women that are on the internet. Now, I'm going to back this up before I put my foot in my mouth. Because there are girls that are licensed, commercial, skilled, very highly trained professional helicopter pilots that also happen to be outrageously drop-dead, gorgeous, beautiful women.
Okay.
One of them works for me.
Cool.
But they are...
Lucky for you.
She came from another side of the country to come work here. That may not have been a smart decision on her part, but I'm enjoying it nonetheless. But they're part of the Hella Chicks, and there's a...
Hella Chicks?
The Hella Chicks.
I've never heard of that. Okay.
And there's a young lady in St. Louis, Missouri, who is a tour operator there. There's another young lady in North Carolina. There's another young lady in... She was in Boston. She's now in Michigan or Wyoming somewhere. But they... And there's another young lady in California who actually came from Russia... This beautiful Russian woman who got her commercial helicopter pilot's license and is now working in California, working to be a tour operator out there. But
cool. I think that's great.
But these girls are taking this opportunity to shoot selfies next to the aircraft. They dress just to the nines, or actually
Good
probably some of them dress to the 12s or 15s. I mean, they're just beautiful women.
Probably the women's movement is, you know,
and they self-promote. They take pictures of themselves in various different aircraft. But they are what I consider to be the good professional side of what now is trending and called techno-hooking.
Okay.
And there are women all over the country that are on Instagram, they're on Twitter, they're on Spotify, which I'm not exactly sure what that is. That sounds like a shopping network.
It's not.
They're on Facebook. But what they do, basically, is these gorgeous women troll for men to like their photographs. And then in exchange for liking their photographs and the little bit of attention they get, they'll hold up, for example, a set of Nike shoes and say, boy, I really would like to have these. They are nice.
No
but
way.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is not where I thought you were going with this.
Oh, I can give you 25 or 30 examples of it right here on the net. And these girls,
oh,
I know.
Oh, my God. Gold digging over the online.
There is a young lady who is friends with me on Facebook. I've known her for a few years. She used to work at the Magic Shack in St. Augustine, the mystery house, the haunted house down there.
Okay.
She has done a lot of strange things. She was a fire breather girl. She was tarot card reader. Tonight, while we speak tonight, she is currently in Thailand.
Who?
Paid for and taken there by someone who follows her on Instagram.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
So she's been in Thailand. She's been in Kuala Lumpur. She's been in Mumbai. She's been on a safari in Africa. She's been in Canada.
Oh, my God.
She's been all over on these junket trips sponsored by guys that like the pictures she puts out. And these are not pornographic
these
pictures.
These are not porn.
No, not at
this
all.
This is just...
Not at all. These are women taking classy shots of themselves in, you know, they're standing at the edge of a waterfall and she takes a picture and says, boy, I really would like to see these on the scale of Victoria Falls in, where's that in? That's in Africa,
it's
I think.
In Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And poof, amazingly, plane tickets show up on her doorstep and she goes to Africa and...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So once again, being a guy really stinks in this world.
Well, you know what? I'll bet you, I'll tell you right now, there's women who do the same thing for a good-looking guy. You know, the oh, God, yes.
So
are
I should go out and get a gym membership tonight and maybe hire on with JFRD?
Oh.
You know, and get bulked up in a six-pack?
Who's the male dancers that are so
Chippendales.
Popular? Chippendales, yeah. Right. I mean, oh, my gosh, women go nuts. Yeah, well, I guarantee you. It could be the other way around in a heartbeat.
Well, if it is, then once again, I missed out on another great career.
You know, like I wish, you know, if I'd have been younger and looked the way I used to, you know, but I'm not and I don't. So,
but on the other hand, you now see these self-promotions that go on.
Yeah.
And social media has, but it works for them.
Yeah.
Social media,
obviously it does.
When you look at things like YouTube, there are hundreds of helicopter operators that have YouTube channels. There are hundreds of magicians that have YouTube channels. There are young adolescent girls that have YouTube channels that answer questions to other young adolescent girls that they can't go and talk to their moms about. There are guys that run sites that talk about answering questions for guys on, you know, how they should treat their date or whether or not, you know, they should buy flowers on the first. Come from home.
Yeah. That's outreaching. I would have never thought of that. But
it's outsourcing parental guidance.
Yes, it's outsourcing pretty much all kinds of guidance. I mean, but, you know, if you've grown up with having that kind of world access, it just didn't even... I would imagine a lot of these people didn't even think twice about it. They went, well, I'll just go online, find out.
You watch coming up, maybe not necessarily with this city election, but certainly with the next presidential election, there will be an inordinate amount of campaigning
That
will take place over social media.
Absolutely. There already is.
And one of the biggest things that Trump has done in his presidency is bypass the mainstream media that's going to twist everything he says and gone straight to Twitter.
Absolutely.
And people say, well, a president his age, he shouldn't be on Twitter so much. You
know, I don't know why not.
You know who's saying he shouldn't be on Twitter? All of the old establishment people.
Who don't know how to work Twitter.
Right, that don't know how to work Twitter, or worse, don't want to be exposed for being in the swamp.
Yeah.
Look at the people that are not running again or didn't run this last time. Jeff Flake. He's a flake. He lives up to his name. He's truly a flake.
Yeah, that's true.
Paul Ryan.
Yep.
Going back home to retire.
Yep.
All of these people have skeletons in their closet that they didn't want to have exposed.
Exactly.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for a couple of minutes. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We'll be right back.